feel it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy and I'm a rockin' floor. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola.
This song is so Boomer Brides.
It's so me.
What?
Yeah, I just did that. Okay, so here, we get into our conversation with the Boomer Broads. I'm just going over, I don't mean this to be inside, so forgive me if it seems like it is inside. And one of the things that we are talking about all the time in this business, or our business, the spoken word format, the programs that air conversation, sometimes the political stuff, but news stations, sports stations, the talk and conversation stations, and there's a survey out, and it shows how much better advertising does on the spoken word format. And it's almost like one of those duh things. Okay, people are listening to the word, so the advertising works better. But it's interesting from the news and the talk and that sort of thing as to how well it performs versus the other end of the spectrum, the performance ratings wise. Of the classic hits stations, for example, what we sometimes refer to as an oldie station, they have very good ratings, but the return on an advertiser's investment is like one third what it would be if you advertised the same message in a spoken word format, which I find rather interesting. And because the Boomer Broads are former radio pros, I found it kind of interesting.
Okay.
Thank
you for sharing.
I may be the only one who thinks that way, but, you know, what the heck. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, after all.
It's all about you, Doug.
Yeah, that's it. You know it, baby. It's nine past the hour. Janet and Ann Marie are here. They are the Boomer Broads.
We thought we were talking about your favorite summer vacation.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. La, la, la. You know, I couldn't get Rich to find... Maybe because I looked.
I swear I looked all over the place for that song.
So at this time of year, when we think about where to go, earlier on we were talking, as you listen to some of these summer tunes, what you do, and do you have to go away in order to enjoy the summertime? This question, as it affects us today because of the realities of the economy.
You mean that song, right?
Yeah, that's the song.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I know you couldn't. Couldn't serve it for you. What's the best vacation, Anne-Marie, you have ever been on? Summer vacay, not year-round, because a lot of people go in the wintertime as well.
Yeah.
Summer vacay, what's the best one?
Easy. Right after college graduation, it was actually a vacation to change my life. For the better. I went with two college friends, and we did the traditional, 6 weeks in Europe, blah, blah, blah. And I did not come home. I stayed in Paris for 2 years and wound up working at CBS and basically changed the course of my life because of it.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N becomes J-O-B.
Yeah, it did. Right. Well, what about you? What was your favorite?
I don't know, excuse me, that I have...
Bless you.
A favorite, thank you. I think that I was telling a story on Father's Day last week.
How was your Father's Day? Was it nice?
Well, I didn't. My daughter was here. That was the best part of it. Other than that, it was the farm and haying and planting and that.
The usual
stuff. The same old stuff.
Yeah.
I remember spending a day with my father going over his haunts on Cape Cod when he was a kid. That was maybe the best day in terms of, we used to go as kids to Dennis, and we went to Pocasset and places like that, all places that don't mean anything to anybody other than you two because you're from around here. But
right.
Jennifer doesn't know where Pocasset is. They're rich, and they're on the Cape.
No clue.
And they're neat places. Yeah. But anyway, it's like you going to the Delmarva Peninsula.
Yeah.
Or Jennifer.
You know what, Doug? That's really the way you just broached that is exactly where I was coming from. That very simple memory with your parents. You know, I have a memory of a summer with my father and mother where I was allowed to, you know, eat cereal out of the, remember the little boxes of cereal that you could actually open them from the middle and pour
the milk in the box.
That
yes.
is a memory I have of a summer vacation mm-hmm. more than anything else. And now I think of summer vacation and I'm all plugged in. Email is a part of my everyday life.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the simple days of summer vacation. Oh, and I went to
summer camp. You loved
your summer camp. Yes, I love summer camp. And we represent the summer camp industry, our agency. We're big summer camp people.
Really?
I think it's a fantastic way for a kid to really get independent and become a leader. There are very, you know, a lot of people are not big camp fans, but I don't know. Did you go to camp as a kid, any of you?
This one time at band camp?
No way.
Yeah. Why?
I went to
no
summer
way.
Camp one time.
Why? Because yeah, I was a yeah. really shy kid, and there yeah. was no way that I was going to leave my family to go
naked
to the
naked in the shower.
Oh,
really?
No way.
Yeah,
that's, you know what I would tell you? My son felt the same way. My son went to camp. Well, I went to camp one week, and I despised it.
Why?
Like brownie camping for one
because
night.
Because I didn't
done.
Fit in with the rest. It was a sailing camp.
Yeah.
And I wasn't interested in sailing. My mother thought it would be a good idea for me to go and be social with other kids who were 6 to 7.
With other sailing kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It didn't
yeah.
quite work for you, huh?
Didn't
Thanks,
work
Mom.
For me. I missed me. I want to be on the farm. That's all I wanted to do in the summer. I didn't
yeah.
want to know from nothing.
Well,
Brendan went to a camp, a summer camp. He was in the, he may have been the 5th grade. It was the same camp. Megan went to camp, loved it, became a counselor. She was at the same camp for like 7 years
mm-hmm.
and loved it. Brendan went once. He was so afraid of everything. He didn't take a shower.
Gotta go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Isn't that fascinating? I think it's so interesting. It's a very evenly divided world, the summer camp world. Some people are, you know, some people are lifers. They go back in their 50s.
Oh, yeah.
They loved it so much.
Yeah.
And now what we're working on.
Those are called perverts.
No, come on.
No,
need to say thank you very much for besmirching our industry.
Yeah.
But we're working on something now called a campership program, letting kids who live in urban environments get a couple of weeks. You know, they've never seen a lake before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't know from hiking, you know, and it can change a kid's life. And I am going to turn you people around.
You know, one of the things that did work for both of my children was Outward Bound.
Oh, that's a great experience.
Is that something like Scared Straight where they go to prison for a day?
Oh, good Lord. I don't think Richie's in the spirit.
No, Richie's not.
Yeah.
Richie is Mr. Killjoy.
Yeah, camp is fun.
You guys have plans for the summer, any of you?
Plans.
Yeah, we have a beach.
What's that like?
We have a beach trip planned.
Yeah.
Maybe a weekend somewhere?
See, that's the point. The things that we did as kids are not really, for the most part, they're not duplicatable.
Let me tell you what camp is now. You have themed camps that you send your kids for the day for a week at a time. So our kids are signed up for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of these things. My wife has a bunch of them laid out. Where my son will go to a camp that does all kinds of water things for a week. And they learn things about water and they play in the water. And then they go to a Lego camp the next week, or a math camp, or a music camp.
That's not sleepaway, right?
Or whatever. No, it's not sleepaway. No, I mean, he's 7.
Specialty camp.
Yeah, he's not ready for that. And
that
my daughter's 4.
That is a rage right now.
Yeah, she'll go to a dance camp. He's 7, and she's 4.
That's young. Or they're both
she's young. She's 4.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but the idea of going away, here's how your mind, this is the great theater of the mind.
I tried to sign up for a go-away camp. My wife wouldn't let me.
The great takeaway here is taking yourself to a place, maybe in your mind, if you can't go any other place. I happen to, between one of the farms that I use and another farm, there's a big lake. And I purposely drive by this lake whenever the weather is great. The other day I drove by it, for example, and the cottages are right on the lake. People are out water skiing. The lake is fairly shallow, so the water warms up quickly. And they have boat docks and these simple, wonderful cottages that are some of them year-round that people live in right on the water. I have always dreamed of having a little place on a lake like that and going on a Saturday night after I've done whatever I have to do on the farm, drive up late in the afternoon, have a little boat, go out in the boat, do a little fishing.
Why can't you do that?
Back to, there's a lake someplace in southern New Hampshire. I want to buy a little shack on the lake. And I want to do that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Just go to sleep on Saturday night, have somebody great to cuddle with, and wake up Sunday morning. Okay, it's back to reality.
But Charlotte.
Charlotte. There's just something. Well, she loves it because she loves the water. She loves to go run in the water, bite the water, whatever.
Well, that must be a scene.
Oh, my God, it really
Charlotte
is.
See Charlotte in the water. Yeah, oh, that's something. I want to see that.
Yeah.
But you could do that. That's very doable.
But that's it. See, part of the benefit of this, ladies, we have the Boomer Broads on, and Marie and Janet. One of the benefits is what it does to theater of the mind, things that are good that just take you away for a moment even from your usual routine. You get off of it, your body reacts differently, you just sort of relax and you smile to yourself.
But don't you think that's important? Don't you think that's really like fundamentally important?
I do. That's why I'm telling you the story. I don't think with some people, for me, going away for a week any place just doesn't do it for me. I don't want to be away that long, but I would like every once in a while, and I've done this in my
day
life,
trips,
to just take a day trip or a couple, go to England for the weekend, something
long
like
weekend,
that.
Those are nice.
And why is it you don't want to do longer? Too much stuff to worry about things?
ADD.
Have you ever had breakfast with him? He doesn't even like to sit for breakfast.
That could be an issue.
We went snorkeling once. After like 30 minutes of snorkeling in Guam, where the water is just gorgeous.
Great. Oh, the water is wonderful.
Amazing. Yeah. He like 20 minutes, he's like, okay, what are we doing next?
Next.
Oh, that's sad. That's too bad. How about Richie and...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. It's too bad for you the way you think. It just doesn't happen to work for me. I happen to like... If I'm someplace different, I get in the car and I want to drive around. I want to see stuff. I want to experience things. I want to go through buildings. I want to just do things.
But you can't just sit.
No, I'm not going to just sit there.
Read a book.
No.
Going to Aruba for a
week. You can read the book on the plane.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I went to the Turks and Caicos once. A PR lady, much as the same kind of business you're in. Yeah. Wanted me to go to the Turks and Caicos, and I spent four of the most miserable days of my life.
Oh, you poor thing.
And it was a great place, but there wasn't anything for me to do. I did the radio program, and I did like I do when I go on a cruise. I slept. That's all. I just sort of catch up on sleep. But everybody's different.
Nothing to be said for that. No.
Bye to Doug Stephan, we hadn't known.
When I go away by myself on a cruise.
Yeah, right. That's it. The problem is you go by yourself. I don't want to go. I don't want to go by myself any place anymore.
Oh, really? I don't mind at all. I love it.
If I'm going to go somewhere, I want to take somebody with me that's going to have some
fun. Yeah, I'm not mad for going by myself.
All right, there you are. Vacation ideas from the Boomer Broads. Thank you. Happy summer. 20 after on Good Day.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car have been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, let's do our birthday list, Richie, shall we, for this sure. Tuesday, the 21st, Lalo Schifrin. He was the man responsible for writing and producing the first orchestration of the first, I guess, there are a number of different editions of this. The original one, though, is what you're listening to. Theme from Mission Impossible. Lalo Schifrin, responsible for dozens of television themes in the 60s and the 70s. And you could, it was very marked. His style was very marked.
Good stuff.
Can you dance to this song on the song?
Not me.
I kind of turn my head from side to side like I'm looking for a bad guy.
Bernie Coppel. Is it Coppel or Coppel? Coppel.
I'm aboard.
It was Doc on Love Boat, but he was also in Get Smart. He was in Love American Style. He was in a movie called Bug Buster. Man, that must have been a biggie. You recognize him.
You recognize him from TV, not so much from movies.
78 today, born in the state 1933. Actor Monty Markham, who was in a lot of movies. What's that for? Oh, you're talking about Ron Healy, who was he was the original Tarzan, but he did play Tarzan. He was born in the States 73 years ago. That would have put it 1938. Real name Ronald Pierce. Not only in Tarzan, he was in Slavers. But for a while, he was known as the host of the Miss America pageant. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did that for a while. In the 70s.
I remember who was the Tarzan that I would remember, which is
Johnny Weissmuller.
Yeah. Right.
Me, Tarzan, you Miss California.
Me, Tarzan, you Jane. Bunga Bunga. Chester. Ray Davies from the Kinks.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1944. You really got me all day and all of the night, tired of waiting. A well-respected man. Sunny afternoon. Who can forget Lola? Great. Stuff.
My son had the most confused look on his face when he was listening to Lola one day.
Really?
What's a song about, Daddy?
Meredith Baxter.
Next.
Okay, so you want to do Brenda Holloway, Richie?
Oh,
she's 67 today.
Let's do Meredith Baxter here for a second.
Elise on the Family Ties. Marion Hartley's birthday is today. A lot of commercials, hostess, television shows, actress as well. All right, let's see here.
So, Michael Gross, too, from
Michael Gross.
Ties.
Well, remember, their birthdays were the same.
Yeah, same age.
Yeah,
cool.
Born in the state 1947. Pretty interesting that they were both the stars of the same television show. Yep. Gross has had not so much luck. He's been in a lot of B-movies and played weird characters.
Yeah.
In a lot of movies.
And a great beard.
Yeah. All right, Joey Molland, guitarist for Badfinger, 64 today, keyboardist also with this group. Was in a group called Natural Gas as well, Richie, if you didn't know that.
I have a band called Natural Gas.
Yes, I know you do. Tweet, tweet.
Every morning about
Joey Kramer, the drummer for Aerosmith. Joy's in the Attic, Rocks, Draw the Line, Night in the Rut, some of their LPs.
My band has a number one hit every single day.
1950, good for you, Richie. I'm proud of you. Nils Lofgren.
Ah.
The guitarist for the E Street Band is 60 today.
Local D.C. guy.
Yep. Learned a lot of the songs that these people perform.
Where have you been?
Mm. Kathy Mattea.
I've looked for you forever.
Know her, Jennifer?
I do.
Yeah. Kip Winger. From Winger. Clever.
Winger.
That works.
Winger.
Winger. Doug Savant was Tom on Desperate Housewives. Is he still?
Neighbor.
Is he still there?
Yes, he is. He's married to Felicity Huffman's character.
Oh, very cool.
I like her. I think she's
good. We go to the same hospital.
Yeah, really? Good for you.
Hi, Doug.
Carrie Preston, Arlene on True Blood, is 44 today. Weird.
Yes, it is.
Weird stuff. Chris Pratt is Andy in Parks and Recreation, another show I don't even begin to get. Brandon Flowers, the singer with the Killers, is 30 today. And happy birthday to Chris Allen.
A cup of coffee or tea always sounds good, but for caregivers, an Alzheimer's Cafe offers much more than a cup of joe. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The idea started in the Netherlands and now has spread to Great Britain and one or two places in the U.S. and Canada. Anyone can come to an Alzheimer's Cafe. These informal free meetings offer a break to both patients and their loved ones. Often there's music to keep wandering attention spans occupied, and sometimes participants make a small book of pictures to help patients remember significant memories. Caregivers discuss issues with others dealing with this devastating illness and get advice. The first Alzheimer's Cafe in the U.S. started in Santa Fe a few years ago. Participants meet monthly. If you want to start one in your area, check our website for a how-to manual. It's easier when people meet over a warm beverage and a brief chat in a supportive atmosphere. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang on.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Stephan's Good Day program. Follow the video of this program with Richie and me at DougStephan.com. We follow all kinds of things. Jennifer Horn is here. We are following the sweet tweets at the moment. Following some of the things. Yeah, there are a lot of things. I'm trying to acclimate myself to this world. And there are, you know, all kinds of things we do with gadgets. And there are things that we, you know, the world of the new media, that's what we call it sometimes. It is, it's very interesting how the technology is tied to the use of the technology. One goes hand in hand. I don't know that there's no genius involved in that. It's just kind of interesting as to how we put all of this stuff together. One sort of blends into the other. For example, today we're talking about the 40 years. One of the things that is being followed a lot is the origin of email, which began 40 years ago. Email. So how do you use email now versus how you first used it when, I mean, I think if I were to go back, Brian Jennings, who is a guy that I've known for a long time in this business.
Good guy.
He's the one, he's a consultant, he runs a station out in Portland, a couple of stations in Portland now. He was the one who said to me, you have to have this. I think it was 87, 88, 89, maybe in there somewhere.
Really? You had it that long ago?
And, well, I didn't start using it until, I think, 91, maybe 92, maybe even been 93.
It was like the mid to late 90s for me.
What you? Yeah. What would be the reason? I had to have a reason. With me, it's always, there's got to be a reason to do it. I didn't do it just because everybody else was doing it. I did it because there was a reason that I perceived made sense in order to, I guess, begin communicating with people that weren't communicating well using other media. Nobody returned phone calls. That was sort of a self-defense mechanism for me because nobody was returning phone calls. And they weren't returning phone calls because they were all... Brian was a member of that first club, this sort of cabal. Richie, you know, the bunch of guys that...
The early adopters.
Yeah, well, they all... there were 20 or so program directors of talk radio stations that would all be on the email to each other every morning, and they did. Everybody did exactly what the other guys did, and they were all comparing notes. And there were some younger program directors and some older ones in there. But that's how I first got into using email. and then you use it for everything. You talk to your friends, business associates, you carry on romance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's yesterday's news.
It is yesterday's news.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that the Twitter world is focusing on that to a certain extent. Also, I see here that the Femme Fatale tour, is that Lady Gaga? No,
I think that's Britney Spears, isn't it?
Right. Okay, so that's something. But I did see something about Lady Gaga. Much of what is on Twitter is about entertainment. But
Okay.
Yeah, much of what I see is about entertainment. But if you go back to what happened in the Middle East, Egypt, and to a lesser extent, well, maybe not even, I guess time will tell on that, the other countries that are full of unrest in the Middle East, most of the communication back and forth about what's happening and most of what brought about the changes to begin with were all the people who are using their phones and Twitter. Facebook, to a lesser extent.
It's the tools it gives the people there the ability to all go, hey, I'm tired of this. Are you tired of this? Yeah, I'm tired of this. Okay, let's do something about it. Where are we going to meet? What are we going to do? Okay, let's create a plan. And they can all do it using their cell phones and Twitter.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. And amazing. So here's something that's being tweeted back and forth, more about the passing of Clarence Clemens.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. Let's see here. The difference between iPad 2 and the Android. What is the difference? I mean, you can do the same thing. Here's the Lady Gaga going bald or shaving her hair, apparently.
Weird, man.
She's a weirdo.
She is weird.
But she knows how to make some cash.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on. Time for me to pause for a moment in the action while I figure out why Charlotte won't take a shower. Stand by. It's 21.
Important stuff.
Yeah, it's very important stuff. 21 before the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay. So here's what I think. A good day time is 19 before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. For a good time for you to become pain-free, go to drkenshow.com or dougsteffens.com and get your free Salon Pause patches and test it out for yourself like everybody here has. You will find the relief is wonderful. Now, relief is a good way to underscore this new website, which I'm very high on. This is called Votocracy, V-O-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. This is a new app, a Facebook app, and it could herald the beginning of a new way of electing a president. This is going to take a lot of work. There's always a payoff when you start something like this, although we don't have a payoff for the Doug Stephan app, except people come to it and listen to the program. But these guys have come up with an idea to get people to listen to those who might be king. In other words, the potential for a presidential person to come from nowhere. You know, as I do, how viral the Internet is. People are selling millions of songs, millions of books. They're selling millions of various, any kind of product at all. And what astounds me, to go back to the beginning of email and using technology, is that so many people pay so much attention to this stuff on Twitter and Facebook. The amount of time that it takes is amazing. But the more amazing thing is that people actually do make the connection, and all of the Facebook connect, you know, if I said something, everybody who's connected to me on Facebook would see it. And that's why we make the attempt to connect with as many different people as we do. And that's what is happening here with the Votocracy. It makes it easy and really pretty fun to participate. I think the testing the waters of a presidential campaign this way is wonderful. If you're serious about running for office, this may be the next new wave, if you will. And anybody, apparently, these two guys have thought this through pretty well, Richie.
It's very cool.
They've gone to the Federal Election Commission because
really,
yeah, you have to register there if you're going to be a presidential contender, and they've made it apparently easy. The fellow who runs this used to run one of the divisions of Microsoft, so you know they understand the technology. And they have contacted a lot of aspiring presidential candidates around the country who they want to profile. And I think if there's something in, you know, you've got somebody in your area that you want to see, I would love, not just the names that we know, you know, and I know that there is somebody out there, or maybe a couple of people, who would be extraordinarily good. I have a couple of people that I serve with on the board at Heidelberg. One of the guys' names is John Kelly, who used to run U.S. West. And he's a brilliant guy, a great manager, and he'd be a perfect president. Kathy Geyer, another lady that I know, I'm just people that I know who are on the board with me at Heidelberg, and they're on my mind because I got to go out there tomorrow and spend the weekend with our summer board meeting. She used to run a fire. She's the only woman who's ever run a tire plant. She managed for Firestone, and I think Goodyear, too, and maybe Dayton. But she's brilliant when it comes to HR, finding good people to do things. And let's face it, I mean, it's people say, well, it's kind of strange for a woman to run a rubber or a tire plant. Why? All you have to do is have the skills. She's not going to go out there and build the tires. You've got to find the people, have the skill to recognize who are good people in various positions, leadership positions, worker positions, mid-management positions. That's what it takes. And that's what it takes to operate the government, isn't it? Get down to brass tacks. Don't you want to have somebody, that's why I say there ought to be two presidents, one who's an administrator and the other one who's the PR person, in essence. The administrator should be able to run in a business-like fashion the affairs of government. And so this opens it up. This is the democracy of today. Social media platform that will get people, I think, engaged into politics instead of just the hacks.
I'm going through it right now looking at all of the different candidates.
Who have already shown up?
Who have already signed up.
Yeah.
Who
are anybody we know?
No. It looks like Facebook users more than anything, but, you know, some have one supporter, three supporters, 11 supporters. The thing I'm trying to figure out is apparently it costs money to sign up.
$90.
Owes $89.
$89, yeah.
Okay. So something like that. Yeah, so I'm going to cruise around here and see what this thing is about.
Yeah. But even if this doesn't work, the idea of it and how it applies to what our needs are in America.
Yeah.
That it's fulfill it. We have a need
well, I mean,
for a different system. The system doesn't work.
Get rid of the money. How to get rid of the money. This is how you get rid of the money.
This is how you get rid of the money. Obama and whoever the Republican, but Obama's just rubbing our noses in it.
Well, how do you think Obama got to where he was?
$1 billion.
He knew how to do it better than anybody.
But he was better on it. He didn't need that help because he did it on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was that and to a lesser extent, Facebook, but he was all about Twitter and understanding how the new media is used and still uses it as, as limited as you can in the confines of government, but he's using it a lot for, to get his own information.
Let's take a look at one of these candidates. Most of the people here have one supporter, no supporters, something like that. Here's Charles Heisinger, Jr., running for president of the United States in the November 6, 2012 election. His campaign slogan is, creating a better and stronger United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then he's got
what can you find
comments.
Out quickly about him by looking at that information?
Nothing quickly right here. Views. Hold on one second. My top three attributes are loyalty, achiever, hard worker. Mm-hmm. What inspired me to run? Strong belief in the United States Constitution. The most important issue in this election for him is the economy.
Yeah.
Changes I would make in my first 30 days in office. And now this is, listen to how general this sounds. Fix health care. All right, you're going to do that in 30 days. Fix the economy, illegal immigration.
So you look at that, this guy's not a contender.
New energy, new energy plan.
Yeah.
My biggest regret, not running sooner.
Yeah.
Gosh, at least now you can get a name to write in on the ballots, though, if you need one. Because who knows who to write in? Mickey Mouse when you go to vote?
Yeah, I know. This is interesting, though.
I think that there is...
Hey, look at that guy. Rich McFadden apparently is running for president.
Really?
Oh, I'll vote for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I'm not voting.
Guy's a loser.
I'm not. I know him too well.
He's got demons in the closet, man.
But this way, you can also vet people, because if they run, you go look at their... It's the same as hiring somebody to go to work for you. Look at their Facebook page, right? You look at whatever other new media connections they may have. And MySpace isn't really important anymore, but you get it. You're right. I mean, this brings us down to, again, back to the Middle East, the democratization, which we are no longer a democracy. We're run by money, moneyed interests. They control the political realities, and they'll do whatever they can to kill stuff like votocracy. You watch. But you can't kill this stuff anymore.
I got a link to Twitter, too. Yeah. Discover candidates, create events, tell your friends.
Check it
nominate
out.
Nominate a friend.
11 minutes for the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Nothing better than burn and bite protection.
That's right.
The video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from our Facebook friend Janet. Features a clever cow named Daisy who's figured out how to escape and to spring her friends from the pasture. Daisy the cow gets sprung. That's the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. There is not any audio with it, but it's great video. A lot of fun. It's another part of our technology connected through DougStefan.com.
More cows on the way.
More cows.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the largest class action lawsuits in history, shot down by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The highest court in the land has overturned a decision that allowed about 1.5 million past and present female Walmart employees to sue the company in a class action suit. The lawsuit claimed the women received lower wages and fewer promotions than male employees, a culture of discrimination, as they called it. Writing for the majority, Justice Antonin Scalia said the certification of the class action suit wasn't consistent with a federal rule. He also wrote the back pay claims in the suit were improperly certified. Beyond the legalese, the ruling also stated the plaintiffs just didn't have enough in common with their complaints to form one gigantic class action suit. Reaction from Walmart's attorney, Ted Boutros.
The majority found that Walmart has a policy forbidding discrimination and that the plaintiff's evidence was worlds away, showing some kind of pattern. So it's a very, very strong ruling. We're very pleased with it.
Boutros went on to talk about other specifics of the ruling.
This decision only went to the procedures, and Walmart has always said if there are individual women who have not been treated fairly, they deserve their day in court. They deserve compensation if they've been wronged.
The suit was originally brought by Betty Dukes, who claimed she was denied training to advance with the company. She also said she was denied advancement despite 6 years of hard work and excellent performance reviews. The case was granted class action status back in 2004. One of the attorneys for the plaintiffs said this case is not over, that the lawsuit will be reconfigured. It remains to be seen just how that will be done and how far that can go in light of yesterday's ruling, which, according to legal experts, will now make it very difficult from this point forward for large numbers of employees to band together to launch a massive class action suit. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end date. It's vary from 7-5 to 7-9.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs. Love your garden. Get 7.
Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
On Wall Street, the stock market started out on a positive note, the Dow closing up 76 points yesterday to 12,080, S&P up 7, NASDAQ with a 13-point gain. The wrath of Mother Nature, several states cleaning up from powerful storms and tornadoes that hit the nation's midsection last night, a suspected tornado causing widespread property damage in York County, Nebraska, and injuries were reported in Kansas after a suspected twister hit near the Nebraska border. The severe weather stretched all the way to North Texas and up into Minnesota. Now, this is a sound to think about today. It's the sound of the beach, and even if you live nowhere near one, you can at least dream about it because today is the first day of summer. It's the day of the summer solstice, when the northern hemisphere achieves its maximum tilt toward the sun. That leads to the longest day of the year in terms of daylight, and you can take advantage of the extra daylight today with a visit to a national park. The National Park Service dropping all entrance fees today. That's right, it's free. By the way, the exact moment of the summer solstice, 1:16 Eastern Time this afternoon. Couple of sports-related closing notes. First, a quick look back at this past Saturday. Not exactly a run-of-the-mill foursome. On a golf course in the Washington, D.C. area, it was President Obama teaming up with Republican House Speaker John Boehner. Those two faced Vice President Joe Biden and Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich. We're told it was a friendly match. Collegial is the exact word used. Here's White House spokesman Jay Carney relaying how the president felt it went.
The president felt good about it. He enjoyed partnering with the speaker. He enjoyed winning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The president and the speaker won the match and won $2 from their opponents. I wonder if you have to fill out a 1099 for that come tax time. Finally, from golf to tennis, Wimbledon is underway. First round match today, American John Isner against Nicolas Mahut of France. Last time these two hooked up, last year, it was 11 hours, 5 minutes over 3 days, a fifth set marathon that ended with Isner winning 70-68. Here's what Isner told Mahut afterward a year ago.
I wish him nothing but the best. You know, maybe I'll see him somewhere down the road and it won't go 70-68.
Well, a year later, it's down the road, it's Wimbledon again, and these two are facing each other again. It couldn't happen again, could it? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.